Okay, yesterday at the end we were focusing on Taisus Dibra Machu Gufa. So Taisus says two things. Taisus says the Iker, the Maimid Shloshtam works Balkarchai. That's the main point of the Taisus, that Maimid Shloshtam works Balkarchai, Shalaiva, even the Taisus and Nice in the Makabal have to be Barat. But the one who's giving is giving, that's, B is giving C, the loan which A owes him. So B is giving C, B and C have to be bedas. What about A? What about the person who owes the loan? Does he have to be maskim? So Tessa says no. He doesn't have to be maskim, even Bal Karcha. That's the main focus of Tessa. Then Tessa has to cash it. And this kasha is supposed to be a proof to his shita. The kasha was, why did Chazal have to be misak in this takana of Maimed Shloshta? To make it easier to do business. Why be misak in Maimed Shloshta? We already have a kinyan that works, kinyan udisa. What is kinyan udisa? So that we said is a kinyan where a person goes in front of two eidim. And he says, the item which I have, which everyone thinks is mine, is really not mine, it's really Pliny's. And if he says that in front of two Eidim, then that's a Kinyan Adisa, and then it gets, it's Nikna to the recipient. So why do you need Kimay Mitzlashtan? If B wants to give something to C, he could just go in front of two Eidim and say that this thing which I own really belongs to C. And maybe it'll be twice the same thing. Why do Rav Chazal have to make this new kinyan of Maimed Shloshta? That's Taisus Kasha, and the Kasha is a good Kasha. Problem is, Taisus says, this Kasha is only Shver. If you hold that Maimed Shloshta is Lord Sinai of A. It's only, if it's Lord Sinai of the original Leiva. But Taisus says, like me, it's not Shver. I hold, Taisus says, that Maim Shloshta works by Karcha Chavei. Since it works even by Karcha, so man, let's push it that there's Maim Shloshta. So the problem is, the Marsha, the Maram, and the Maram Shif, and the Pnei Yeshua, they all ask that, they call it Akusha Mufarsemes, that it's a well-known Kasha on Taisus. That Taisus didn't answer his kasha. Who needs Maimed Shloshta if you could do Kinyan Udisa? The kasha remains. Why does it help that Taisus says that it works by Karchach of A? What does that have to do with anything? The kasha is still a good kasha. Why do I need Maimed Shloshta and I could do Kinyan Udisa? Why was Chazal misaking it? Why does it help Taisus Shita that you could do it by Karchach? You could do it by Karchach. Still, the kasha is a good kasha. So this is the kasha that they all ask, and there are a few mahalchim in how to answer. The Marshal says that the reason Chazal didn't rely on Kinyan Udisa alone, why were they mistaken a Kinyan of Maimed Shloshtan? So the Marshal says that Kinyan Udisa involves lying, the Shikrahu, the davar shekel liyikay leneged einav, and the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't like lies. The chachamim erchiku zu hamida kamapam yemishum nemechzik kishikra. And since Chazal, we find many times make gezeris a mechzik kishikra, they didn't like shkarim, so therefore they didn't want people to do kinyan udisa and have to lie all the time. So therefore they were stuck in Maimed Shloshta.
Create a
kinyan, and they don't. Yeah. First, you hit him right. The first of Mashal's teretz. I want to comment on that one second. Good. So Mashal explains. So the Mashal says the reason they made Maimed Shloshta, they don't want people make kinyan these all the times a shekel. So what does Taisus mean? That it's good like me that it works by karchach, but it's, if you hold that it works. That Maim Shasha works with Sinai only, then it's say the same thing. Chazal didn't like a sheker. So Mashal explains that if Maimit Shloshtan only works per Tzainam of all three, so it's not such a Shliach situation. So for that, you can't tell me because they wanted to be Machik Shkarim, because Lamaisa, it doesn't work in all cases. So he says, Lididi, that I hold that it works even by Karchuch of the first person. So this says that the Maimit Shloshtan Takana is going to be common. It's going to happen even against Bar Karchai. So there, the Marshal Teretz makes sense. They wanted to be Machik Sheker. So therefore, they made a Takana that'll help in cases which are Shchiach, and even in Bar Karchai. But if it's only going to be in a case where it's not so Shchiach for that, they wouldn't have made the Takana. I just want to point out that, like the Marshal, the Kinyan Odisa, Rav Moshe writes Kinyan Odisa is a Kinyan Daraisa. I think most Achrayim hold this as the Rabbanim. I was looking at Shulchan Aruch. I can't remember the concise to see this, but everyone talked about it as if it's a Rabbanim. The Marshal certainly mashmas a Kinyan Daraisa, because it doesn't really make sense. The Rabbanan invented Kinyan Odisa, which is a Sheker, and then they invented Maimit Shloshtan, so you shouldn't have to use it. If they didn't like Shkarim, they shouldn't have invented Odisa in the first place.
So
even though they don't like this type of a Kinyan, they're going to create such a Kinyan.
It's a Kinyan that works, but it's not the best Kinyan to use.
Okay, it's key for emergencies. They created Odisa for emergency situations, even though it involves Sheker. But then I understand, it's just funny that they couldn't think of a different Kenyan, so they made this Kenyan. Yeah, that I understand, that they wanted to do something else, but that they would do an Odisa, which is a Sheker.
Strange.
And certainly
the Russians don't make
kinyanim
for those instances.
It's
like just some one case, two cases.
For rare cases, you wouldn't create a kinyan. So
it
could be originally Odisa was going to be for all the cases, and then Maim Shloshtan came and helped them out. I don't know. If it's in Hoster Isis, it's certainly. It might be a problem where in the video you see it in the Daraisa, but if you hold the Daraisa, then it's a little better. Yeah.
Maybe you can see all that in Drabana. That's what then is Daraisa. Somehow that makes
it back into a Kinyan. That's what then changed into a Kinyan.
That's
the Rabbana. Oh, so the question is, why would the Rabbana make. Normally, that's what then, why would a person go and lie? He wouldn't lie. If he makes it a Kinyan, he has a reason to lie.
He can make something to lie, but the Rabbana is already set up, it's already set up.
Now just
to
tag on
it,
so can you also, as they did, even though it's a checker, if they better make a whole thing also, you can avoid the whole thing.
Okay.
The etzem lying, you should just know, Klal Gadol. I mean, if lying is an issur d'oraisa, like your Rebbe taught you in the first grade, Then the whole Kinyan Odisa wouldn't make sense. It's not Sheker Tirchot, this is their Isa. How could you go in front of two Eidim and say a Sheker? No? What? Yeah, it's not Sheker Tirchot. Well, I don't know about that. It's not Sheker Tirchot, sounds like you're not allowed to lie. If it means you're not allowed to lie, then there would be no Kinyan Odisa. The truth is that the Issa Daraisa of Sheker, of lying, is only if it causes hezek to someone else. It says in the Sefer Yireyim that the Midvar Sheker Tirchak is in the Parsha of Bat Edim. Talking about the Bezdin, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. To say a lie that causes a hezek, or maybe even causes someone to feel bad, that's a lie. That's an Issa Daraisa. Stam to say a lie, a white lie, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you don't want to get into your whole diagnosis, you say, I feel fine, that's in the Sheker, so that's not, certainly not a Mr. Daraisa, it's Mr. Darabon Levin.
If you want to run the argument,
Because it has a terava, you mean? It was Gairim that had it, didn't cause a hezek. It wasn't Rava's, and it took it away from Rava. It prevented later Rava should acquire it. Zachav Lachvini, I'm not sure. The Teshua says they can't do Odisa by Chav Lachvini. He says it's not so.
What's the Chiddush of the Talmud 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 Talmud
Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud Talmud But for tzayrach ma'at, like those three things, you are lying a lie. That's
it.
He says lying, stam lying, is this a drabana? That's pasuk in Mishlei. Lamid shun chadaber shakerin. That's a gemara. Yevamis. It says it was Rabchi and his son. Rabchiya had a wife that. Like in Shas, Rabchiya's wife was the unfortunate. Not the wife was unfortunate. Rabchiya was the unfortunate one. He had a wife that made his life miserable. So she had the shita that whatever he wanted for supper, she cooked something else. Not only that, but she would every day ask him what he wants. Send their son to the Beis Medrash, find out what he wants for supper, and whatever he asked for, she cooked something else. That was her. She had a meeting from her mother or something. So if he asked for beans, she cooked rice. If he asked for rice, she cooked beans. So the Gemara says that the son figured out the code. Like when he asked for rice, he cooked this. And, you know, he figured out what his mother did. So he started when he went. His father said, "I want rice." When he went home, he said, "Oh, he said he wants beans." He knew when he says he wants beans, she cooks rice, and then everything gets straightened out. So the son was very bright, you know, right? He figured it all out. He made Shalom Bayis. So one day his father said to the son, he says, "You know, your mother's changing. She's cooking what I want." So he said, "No, she's not cooking what I want." He told him, "I figured out the whole story." So Rav Chiya said, "Don't do it." He said, he brought this pasuk in Mishlei that L'mod L'shon Chadav Sheker, a person shouldn't get accustomed to speaking false. So if I can't, why does the Gemara bring L'mayim L'shem Chadav Sheker? Why does he make Midrash Sheker Terchad? There's a raya that if Be'etzim is not an Isser, either Rabbi, in this case, not an Isser at all. But Al Tzachok, a person should be marked from speaking Sheker. Chaim Knievsky has a long piece on this. He brings Kedarka B'Kodesh, about 100 places in Shas where lies are mentioned, where Amiroyim even lied. Rava once said that he heard this from his Rebbe and it was a lie. It turned out he only said it to come to the other side. Such Gemaras, I shouldn't say 100, probably 40 or 50 he brings. It's a very nice shtickle. Masechta Kutim, that's a nice piece, and he demonstrates that it is that way, that you're allowed to lie for if there's a hassle. You don't get into a hassle with somebody, you just say, like you say, you feel fine. When you don't feel fine, that's okay. Or just lie for the future, that's awesome. To tell someone I'm going to do something, that's in the name of a pasuk. The hint tzedek yilcha, the hint shalcha yatzedek. If somebody asks you, will you pick me up on the way home, you say yes. So that's the name of hint tzedek yilcha, that a person who says he's going to do something has to keep doing. But as far as lying, that's some lying is not. Mashal doesn't mean it's just their eyes. Anyway, this is the Marshal's Mahalach, that Udisa is a sheker, and therefore Chazal didn't want it, so therefore they set up Maimon Shloshta. Marshal calls it a Daichik. Marshal and Maram, they say that Udisa is a hassle. You have to go get two Eidim. So it's a bit of a hassle. You're doing business with somebody, you have to stop and call the witnesses. So that's why Chazal was back in Maimon Shloshta. Because they didn't want that, they wanted to make business should be able to go easily. And they saw that Udisa was a whole ASIC, so therefore they instituted Maimit Shloshta and invited. If Maimit Shloshta would only be in a case that's not so Shriach, where Bert Sinai, so then this terrace wouldn't be good because it didn't solve the problem. But Tosfos says, since it could even be Baal Karcha, so that means Maimit Shloshta always works, so then we can, then this chart makes sense that. That it's a hassle to bring witnesses, so therefore, it's therefore that's why they did it. It's the Marsha and the Maram's Teretz, right?
Maimit
Shloshta works without aid.
happens.
So sometimes they're Ma'amaida, they'll tell you. If someone will deny it, let you be Sadi al Shachim. But as long as they'll all be honest, so Ma'am Shashtam works. That's all other Kenyan.
So what do you need a Kenyan for if they're all honest?
Because if no Kenyan happened, even if I'm honest, I could change my mind. If I'm honest, I said I'll give you something, I could change my mind. I don't want to give it to you. But the Kenyan, then it's all done.
Wireless transport
that need. So it's a kind of drop on that I hope they can't work. So that's why Mamish Shoshim and the Torah is not saying the drop on etc. The Peshua doesn't like this Teretz because he says, who says Udisa needs Aiden? Mechitesi, that the Kinyan Udisa itself needs Aiden. It's a hassle to bring Aiden. Just like Mamish Shoshim doesn't need Aiden if everyone agrees it happened. So Kinyan Udisa should also work. Even if everyone agrees, it's the issue is cash.
How can you do it?
First of all, can you nothing happened? They have one that has
it. The first of all, the Ketzais in Siman Mem, or Sukkot Na'alos, says Beferish Udisa needs Eidim. Rabbi Kivagim Bav Metzia in Andaf Mem Vav says Udisa needs Eidim. Everyone says not like the Peshua. That Udisa has to be Bifnei Eidim. What? Oh, I thought there would be Kiveg. He says Tosis holds that way, or he says himself that way?
He says himself.
Okay. I have to see it and see Rabbi Kiveg. But Ramesh is Masber, what's Pshat you need Eidim? See, he says very, very Geshmak, what's the whole Kinyan Udisa? What is Kinyan Udisa? It seems I'm doing something that shows Gemira's Das. What does it mean I'm doing something that shows Gemira's Das? If I go in front of Eid, Kosher Eid, and I say Atem Eidai, right? I mentioned to you yesterday, you have to say Atem Eidai, because otherwise I could say I was joking. I say Atem Eidai. And I say that the thing which I own really belongs to somebody else. That's a Kenyan. Why? Because I Doris Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Once I say it, I can never pull it back. If I go in front of two Eidim, and I say this belongs to him, I'm finished, I'm cooked. If we go to Bezdin, these two Eidim go to Bezdin, they say, he said that his house belongs to Pliny. I can bring 1,000 Eidim that say differently. Haydas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Once I say it, and I say it to Eidai, it's binding on me. I dug myself into a hole I can never be able to get out of. Because I can bring a million Eidim, a million Shtaris, Amigos, and Chazakis, and everything, it's not going to change anything. Hadas Baldin is the strongest Machayiv. So Ramesha says the whole Udisa only works because it's binding on the person. So Avada, like it says in the Marsha, that you have to have Eidim. Avada, you need Eidim. That's good for the Kenyan.
You need Eidim to have Lachem.
What?
You need Eidim to have Lachem.
If it's Chav L'Acherim, so the question is, will Eidim even help? At the very least, you'll need Eidim. Okay, that's probably true. That's probably true. The if it's Chav L'Acherim, okay, it's a little... I said before, the Torah's Gittin says that it doesn't work by Chav L'Acherim. Udisa doesn't work if it's Chav L'Acherim. Teres Gittin writes that. That Udisa doesn't work if it's Chav L'Acherim. The whole Udisa is, well, it's not Chav L'Acherim, and even then you need Eidim. But he says, Udisa, the Teres Gittin says Udisa doesn't work when it's Chav L'Acherim. And with that, he now has a third Teretz to the Mashal's Kasha. Mashal answered al Sheker. Mashal answered al hassle to get aid. Teres Gittin answers that Udisa doesn't work when it's Chav L'Acherim. Therefore, why were Chazal Masakim Maimit Shlashta? In a case where it's Chav L'Acherini, who's the Acherini? The original Leiva. The original Leiva is unhappy. He says, I don't want to deal with him. So we need the Takana Maimit Shlashta for such a case where it's Chav L'Acherini. So it's going to be Chav L'Acherini, bang, then you need the Takana Maimit Shlashta to kick in because they can do a Kinyan Udisa. So with that, it's very geshmak Taisvis that Taisvis says if it's with the rotsin of the original Leiva, then it's shver. What do I need my mishlashta for? Because then it's not chav bachrini, then it's shver. But since it could even be about karchacham, the original loiva, that's a case of chav lachrini, it's not good for him. And even there it works. Oh, so there's a Teres getting very geschmack. Now, Taisus makes a lot of sense. Why do I need a takot of my mishlashta? In a case where it's chav lachrini, and the first person doesn't want it, it's about karchacham, the first person. So there, as Alma Misak and the Maimon Shloshta, that it should work. So this is the third Mahalach into how this works. What? Isekir, I don't think it's best called Chav Lachrini. In the it calls something in the future would be Chav Lachrini. Right now it's not Chav Lachrini. Right now it's Isra's money. He can do whatever he wants with it. Rava was just. And he was excited that this man was dying, but he anticipated that when the man dies, I'm going to get all his money. So that's a chav lachrini. He didn't take anything away from him. It just made it hard for him later. See, it's hefka right now, and this is not hefka right now.
But in all practical purposes, unless there's a visa,
or are you going to tell me that if a ger wants to pay up, wants to give money to pay up a chayv, and he gives it to me, I should be zeicher for the malva? I can't be Zaycha, because now if the ger dies, it won't become Hefker. Yeah, I understand, but he's the owner of it. You can't take a ger and tell him, listen, you can't do any Dinei Tchiyah with your money, because it's always Chav Lachrini, because if you die, when you die, it'll go to Hefker. Once it's Hefker, it's your right. But because the man it's his, he can do what he wants with his money. The fourth teretz is in the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that the original laiva, Hakinyan Udisa, will not become. Okay, what's the case? B is giving it to C, and you have the original laiva. If B gives it to C with Kinyan Udisa, the original laiva could say, or Shomer could say, I don't want to be a Shomer for C. I only agree to be a Shomer for B. I don't want to be a Shomer for C. So Chazal and the second Maimit Shloshta, in which case, when B gives it to C, C becomes a Shomer, the Shomer, A, who's a Shomer, Bar Korchach has to watch it for C. Because Maimit Shloshta, B gives it to C. So now it gives it with whatever rights, whatever Chiyuvim there are. There's a Chiyuv that A was Machayev himself to watch it. So when you do Maimit Shloshta, and you give it to C, the original Shomer has to continue being a Shomer. If you do Udisa, he wouldn't have to. So you'll ask, why? Why that Kinyan Udisa he wouldn't have to? What's the difference? Udisa Maim Shloshim. If B gives it to C, tell me the din. Does A have to keep on watching it or not? So the Hezber, in this Teretz, the way the Karni Reim under Marsha explains it, is that, Avad, if I have something and you're Mechayev yourself to watch it, and I give it to someone else, of course you have to continue watching it. Just like you have to continue for me. Whatever rights you have to back out with me, you have right to back out with him. But if I give someone something, avada, the shmira continues. But by Udisa, I'm saying it was never mine. I'm saying originally it wasn't mine. Originally it would belong to C. I'm saying, I'm right that if this was not mine, it belonged to C. So now the shmira could say, my whole Kabbalah shmira was betos. I thought it was yours, I was with Kabbalah shmira. But who's betos meikara? So that's what that's how the Pnei Yeshua's teretz would work out well, that Chazal Mesakim Maimit Shloshtam, because out can you know Disa, when B gives it to C, it doesn't solve all your problems, because A can shirk his Chiyuv HaShmira, because A was a toss. When A can we do Maimit Shloshtam, when B gives it to C, the Chiyuv HaShmira continue. So we have four different terutzim on this. This fourth teretz is also a chiddush. Who says it's a pashit that if I'm watching something for someone, he gives it to someone else, I have to continue. It's a pashit. This test on Rav Sivakad, Nachinami. But Havah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So it only goes places in the Hemshel Hashan, it's only going up the Kaddam. So it works. Because by Havah, if I owe you money, and you say the money you gave me was someone else's, I can't say, oh, now I don't want to pay him. What do you mean? If you give me someone else's money, I still have to pay.
I mean, you could say that I wouldn't borrow it from them.
had I known I was borrowing from C, I would never have to borrow the money.
And therefore, what? So therefore, I'm prohibited from giving it back. You can't prohibit yourself from giving it back. You could maybe change the terms or something, but you can't prohibit yourself from getting from returning it.
I would say then, but he still has to make JV because he would have to go.
But you should say, my father's
word. Okay,
yes, if you give me, let's say it's true, the visa. You give me someone else's money. You pretend it's yours and you lend it to me. It turns out it's C's. I can just walk home with the money. I can say, I don't want to talk to C. If I carry it, I have to pay C's.
You could say, I only
dealt with
B. I only
wanted to. Yeah, but the B was a gun. B stole something from C and gave it to you. So you have to give back to C. C could be to A.
How can we believe?
No, if it's really is.
How can we believe B? B's enough makes my mind.
All right, so you're not going to have to say he's not a Russia, that whatever explanation we'll have for it, that he gave him. He gave it from C with his Rishus name. All right, so these are the Turutzim. On Yudalim and Aleph, I went quickly through the concept of Hilchos HaBalei Taima yesterday. The three, the Gemara says, Hani Tvas Yidi Shavinu Rabbanu Hilchos HaBalei Taima. And the Gemara said, Chadaha, Maimit Shloshtan, and the others, Kaisa Kol Luchas HaBalei Ishtai, and Masiya Ishol, and B'nai Agad, and B'bai is Kanai. These are three things that Hilchos HaBalei Taima, so Kaisa was Masber, and it's not B'alei Taima, there's no need for it, there's no need for the Takana. But it works, the way it works, there's really no reason it should work. So there were questions that are these the only Hilchos HaBalei Taima? So I looked around, I see Rav Moshe, the Dibros Moshe, writes something interesting. He asked a kasha. Kaisiv kol mechasav le'ishtai le'asa el apitropia. Somebody writes, all his money should go to his wife. He only intends to make her an apotropis until such time that she'll give it up to the children. Which is shliach today. A man dies. Many men write in their will everything should go to the wife. So if the wife remarries and has kids from a second marriage, she'll want to give those kids part of the money too. We're saying here that she can't. She's only an apotropa for the husband's children. She's not. She has no other rights to the money. Why? Why do we say apotropia? So Rashi says, Taisus Lush in the beginning of the skinny lines in Taisus Kilchasa, Kaychas Lishtai, Mishun Domai Shadik Lebrev Yad Lachrini. People don't do that. Nobody would really leave his children nothing and give everything even to his wife. Saying Derech Lash, his kid is not normal. Ella Lachalik Lachavit, he's only doing it from Nice Apotropia. So the Kasha is, why is this any different than all the other Umdinis and Shas? Like in Shemesh Zuri, a Mesukin says, Kisvu Get Leishti. So we say, Kisvu Vitanu. Why do we say Kisvu Vitanu? It's an Umdina that a Mesukin who says, Kisvu Get Leishti means Kisvu Vitanu. Why isn't that also Hilchos HaBalei Taima? Also, he didn't say Tanu, he only said Kisvu. Why is that any different than this case? Alright, my Mishloshan, I understand. My Mishloshan, there's really no reason it should work. The Rabbanan said it works. But this case where a person writes things to his wife, or so apotropia, it sounds like it's a regular umdina, like every umdina in Shas. You know, the Gemara says that if a person is, before he dies, gives away as a gift all of his nechasim to someone, and then he recovers, even though he did a kinyan, he gave away all the chasm to someone, a kinyan, and then he recovers, he can take it back. Why? It's an umdina, nobody gives away all his money. Obviously, he only gave away all his money because he thought he's going to die. So if Lamaisi, he didn't give it away, I'll ask him. So it's also an umdina. That's not a Hilchos HaBalei Taima. We say that's an umdina of why the person's das is. So why is a Kais of Mechas of Lishtai any different?
He didn't write anything. What would happen?
Which case?
In this case, if you died without a will, what would happen?
It would go to the children.
So the kid. So obviously, he doesn't want that to happen. When he already said that, she's going to the wife.
No, he's doing it l'kfayda, l'achlok l'kavid, on the apotropia. Itaka wants to be an apotropia.
I'm saying, what would have happened anyway had he not written anything?
Yeah, but she wouldn't have been an apotropia.
Somebody
else would be an apotropia. And notice the boy, sounds like technically she go to the wife. But on the she go to the children. Why technically she go to the wife? It means before the self civil time, it would have gone to the wife. Why she go to the wife? It's an umdinah like every umdinah in Shas.
In the case of
Nasibah,
then goodbye is also.
Right? We'll have to. First, Ramashi has to learn this. You're right, one second. So Ramashi answers, he says that this is only right. Not everybody. There are some people who give all their money to their wives. And this is really only a rive. So Meikar Adin, we wouldn't go. The summer of Aishanis, because they have a moment after a rive. Really, we wouldn't go bus a rive. Because it's not everybody who needs to leave it for their children. There are some people who want to give it to their wife. I guess they trust their wife, that the wife will take care of the kids. But it's not an absolute, not an absolute hilchus of laitaima. It's not an absolute umdina. And therefore, it's up for Maisha. That's why it's taka chiddush, a mikra din wouldn't work. When I saw this, I was very excited. Because, if you remember, a long time ago, this year, but a while ago, I asked you the question that every umdina is only right. That really every umdina is only rife. Every time you have an umdina, a person doesn't lose shtaris within 3 years, or a person doesn't save shtaris in the first 3 years, or a person doesn't see someone in his field and he doesn't make a machah in 3 years, or ain't adam prayer keres manai. All these things are really, well, every umdina is rife. And if you hang on, ain't off a moment after rife, so why do you ever go bust a rife? This kasha. And you say this like a kasha, needs a good teretz. I mentioned to you then the teretz that I heard from the Rashiv of Kotaira, that Schlesinger, he said that every umdina that we do go baser umdina is something that all people would do most of the time, but something that most people do all the time, but there's a miyat that doesn't do it, that's in hachem amen acharei. In other words, all these umdinas apply to all people in the normal case. Normally, people don't have shtaris after 3 years. Normally, people see someone in the field and make a machar. Normally, people don't pay tasmani, you take a loan and you make up a time. So normally, you pay when it comes to time. That umdina in Shas is everybody, most of the time. A man is dying and he says, kisvu. So all human beings, we say that generally, if they say, if someone says kisvu, and he's a mesukin, or he's a bekailer, then he means kisvu v'tzivu. That umdin is a solid umdin. Ramesha says here, this is something that's only true about right people. Something that's true about right people, so that's a different kind of umdin. That's also like I know. That's this case. It fits well with this idea that we had. I will have to plug it into the next line that the Gemara says, Hamasi Ishal Ibnai HaGadol Babayis Kana. Ramesha doesn't fear dice. But we'll have to say the same thing there. That Hamasi Ishal Ibnai HaGadol Babayis Kana is only something that rife people mean, but not everybody. Not everybody needs to give the house. And I guess in those days, rife people gave the house. That was the day. Okay, the Gemara brings two Maisim. First, the Kabbalah of the Marika story. Amalei Rav Ravacha Bardola. Kabbalah of the Marika is the Gabach. Yaveh Lepleini Da'apei. Kamin Allah Dolei Hadarna. So he's saying that I'm giving it. I'm doing the Maimon Shloshtan, that the thing that's owed to me should go to you, and I'm saying beferish that I won't have charat. He's mechayim himself not to have charat. For the Gemara, mechaldi by hadabei, what's he hadabei? What kind of kinyan is that? Maimon Shloshtan. Normally, if you want, you could have charat. He wasn't saying, I'm not going to have farad. He's saying, that's my mishlashta. Devarim halalu, this type of situation, lo nitnu l'chazara. We already know my mishlashtam. Dam Rav Huna Amarav Marav Yosef Nei Aloi Plaini my mishlashtam Kana. Kana means he cannot charata. Yahu Ava Mina Ani Mili Matana Meruba Ava Matana Moetes Loili Bai Vafana Kamashmur. Right, let's see the next man. The Hugi Noi is a Mechudish Tika Maisa because of the way, not only what happened, but let's see the Pesach. There were two farmers, vegetable farmers. Apparently they interacted. I guess one person gave the other one peppers and he gave him tomatoes. And they had chushbinas. So they sat down, they made a cheshbin. So one owed the other 5 istri zuzi. Rashi says istri zuzi is Suzei Hamadina, was Rashi's lashon. Salam Adina, which is worth here for dinner. You know Rashi says? Chatzi dinner. It's 3 Suzei, Salam Adina, it's a Chatzi dinner. How much is a dinner? 192 prutis is a dinner, about 60 cents. So this is half a dinner, 30 cents times 5. So they're fighting over $1.50. Whole story. Interesting story, no? Before inflation, $1.50. Yeah. Anyway, Posh Chamesh is fighting over less than 500 prutis, whatever it was worth in those days, okay? 460 prutis. Chamesh is three Gabe Chabinai. So one of them owed the other one these 5 half dinners. Amrila Yavinu Nehelei Lamariara Baapei Mariara Bitaska Baapei Mariara. He did a magic shlosh and he said, you owe me, I owe the landlord, so pay these five chatzidinim, pay it to the landlord. Vikana mine. These two words are strange. We're going to learn the sugya of Maimit Shloshtan. Maimit Shloshtan doesn't require a kenyan. Maimit Shloshtan, you don't have to have a kenyan by Maimit Shloshtan. Maimit Shloshtan means the 3 of us stand together, and the nice it says to the person who has the money which you owe me, give it to the landlord, give it to C. And that's automatic. You don't need economy, you don't have to have a kenyan sugya, you don't have to do any type of kenyan. The Peshua asks, what's this economy there going on over here? Why the economy there? So Yeshua says, Lav Kuli Al-Madina Gomra, not everyone knows the halacha. And they made a Kenyan. They didn't have to make a Kenyan. There's no requirement to make a Kenyan. No, they didn't get to Daf Yigimel when they weren't given. So they never heard of Maimon Shloshtan, so they thought that you have to make a Kenyan. That's such a satisfying teretz. Because the Gemara doesn't have to bring down every bit of Amaratus that they did. So why does the Gemara bring it? So the Tumim says, Konamine, Tumim says an interesting din, that there's a rule that if someone does a Kenyan where he doesn't have to, then the Kenyan is a Rishus from the Mishayiv to write a shtar about what happened. Kol Kinyan L'Ksiva Aymed. When someone does a formal Kinyan, L'Ksiva Aymed, it's Aymed L'Ksiva, what he did here, Konami Nei, he made a Kinyan in order to obligate the Mishayiv to agree to write a shtar on these 5 chatzizes. So I guess the landlord would have wanted it. He wanted a shtar. So they made a kinyan with the landlord so that he would be able to have a shtar on what took place. Why is that important? We'll see. Maybe we'll get to why it's important. But that's how the Tumim explains that they did it in order to write a shtar. Yeshua, in his words, seems to be Beferish reject this, to say it's not in order to write a shtar. We'll see why that matters. Besides, Ozal Avat Chushbin Abed Delay L'Nashay. He went home that night. And he made a new cheshbon. This Ganoi, you owe the five chatzis zuzim. Yeah, I guess he was all nervous. He owed so much money. So he recalculated the cheshbon at home. He saw that it's like, he doesn't owe this money. Also, he came to Rav Nachman. He said that I don't owe him any money. You're stuck. First of all, we have Rav's rule. You amichayv yourself to the landlord. Plus, you do even did a kinyan. So, like, it's a double problem. Even without a kinyan works. Plus, you did a kinyan. So yechayv. Amalei Rava, no. Otu hai nika amalei avino. Is he saying, I changed my mind, I don't want to give? No. The leka gaboy kamar, I'm saying that I never owed it meikara. Amalei kin kinyan betas, uchol kinyan betas chayz. So he said then, it's a kinyan betas is chayz. What's the chiddush of the story? What's the chiddush? What?
It's false, we've been trying to.
The chiddush is?
It's false, it never happened.
The chiddush is that if that a person could say afterwards that it was false. That a person who was masking to a cheshbin, he later could come back and say to you see. Usually we don't say that. Usually, if you say something, it's done. Yeah, you come back later and say to you see. If you said something. So Tosfos talks about this. The Tosfos, there's a machlokes rishonim here what the guideline of Ta'isi is. Certainly, generally, a person can't say Ta'isi. And this chiddush of the Gemara, that this person can come back and say, look, I ended it up again at night. A person can say Ta'isi on words. If by day they made one cheshbin, by night they made another cheshbin, you can say Ta'isi. But when we make kinyanim based on the cheshbin, we normally assume that if someone makes a cheshbin, makes a kinyan based on a cheshbin, that he's firm with it, he's final with it. And here you have a case where the person later wanted to say, Ta'isi, I made a mistake in my cheshbin. So Taisvis says something interesting. He brings a Rabbeinu Chananel. The whole Taisvis is based on this Rabbeinu Chananel, which is also a riff. The riff was the Talmud Rabbeinu Chananel. He brings B'Shem Hagayin, B'Shem his Rabbi. This line, Chaim Rabbeinu Tam, Shahayu Baleidin Maidim Lo. Means he came out later and he took out the numbers and they re-edited it and everyone was minded that he made a toast. He didn't need Nemanis. It wasn't an issue of Nemanis. It wasn't contested. He came and showed that he made a mistake and everybody involved, A, B, C, were all masking that there was a toast. Or it was established for witnesses. That's the way they explained the Gemara story, which makes the story. What's the chiddush of the story now?
The landlord was masking.
So it's the shayla. Yeah. So what's the whole story? I don't follow.
The Baal places the Baal Bar, maybe he just means that the person that's hoping to give money.
But maybe not the landlord. This is Tesgras is Baalei Demon.
Maybe there are three
bars. So maybe the landlord wasn't masking. The landlord's not masking, then the landlord's right. If the landlord's not masking, so why did you have to pay? What? If the landlord's not masking, if you're machayev yourself to pay the landlord money, and the landlord's not masking, you say Ta'isi, so do you have to pay? I don't know. The landlord of the stump can't be more than a shama, so be buried a shama, he's telling that machlaikis. Well, what's the chiddush? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, what's the chiddush in the story here? It's very unclear. What's the chiddush in the ma'isa? So I don't know, but that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says, that this was the story. Zok Taisvis, now midivrayim from Rabbeinu Chananel's chiddush, I'm going to say Zok Taisvis a chiddush. Midivrayim, umash midivrayim, de minashay ein neman loimer toisi b'meshahidisi. That a person on his own can't just come in and say I made a mistake when I was made. Afagav di islay migoi di bayda machazati operati. Even though he has a migoi, that's pshat. A person is mighty one day. Next day he says, "Yesterday I made a mistake, and believe me, I have a migoi. I could have said parati." Why isn't that good? I come into Bez and someone's tevei mi mamin. I say, "Yes, I owe you the money." Next day I come into Bez and I say to Isi, "But believe me, I could have said parati." What's the problem? Why is that not good? Why is it no good? What would you say? I think push it. Why don't you believe Tisi with a migu of Parati? Since I say Parati, and I be believed, if I'm lying, I say Parati. So believe me when I say Tisi. So B'chon explains Taisus, Mustafa's Pashpashan Taisus, that it's a migu b'makim Eidim. Since Haidas Maldin Kamei Eidim Dami, since yesterday you were Maidim, Haidas Maldin Kamei Eidim Dami, we have a rule, Kivin Shehigin Shavein Chayzel Magid, that if you say Haggad and Bezdin is binding on you, you can't come the next day and undo it. So when you come the second day and say to Isi, why aren't you believed? You take not believe because you already said yesterday. You already said something yesterday. What does it mean? What you said yesterday was Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim. You said you're all five Chatzi Zuzi. And if you're all five Chatzi Zuzi, and you are made to it. Now you say to it, so you're not believed. I have a Migu, it's a Migu, Makam Eidim. My Abadi yesterday was Kamei Eidim Dami. So how can you be believed with a migu against the Meya Edom of yesterday? So this is what it says here in Taisus, and Iran says the same thing, and the Rush as well. So they all say Taisus, Rush, and Iran say the same thing.
In Mashal we learned before, I mean, it's based on a lie again, it's all based on a lie. But he might do that I owe him something, and he's Jewish, he really doesn't owe him something, so he says it's not
going to be good. But he doesn't say I was lying, he said I made a mistake yesterday.
Which turns out that when he said I owe someone, it's not
true. So if you could prove it, if the other person's maida, fine. The other person says no, it wasn't a toss. But you say it was a toss. And yesterday your maida is not a toss. So that's kivish yishevena chayzo magid. When you say something in Bezdin, you can't retract. The person can't retract what he says in Bezdin. So since you can't retract, so therefore the miga won't help you. There's a shach in Siman Pei Aleph of Katan Samach. It's a very shach style shach in Chayshim Mishpat. The shach, I haven't seen here a day that he does this all the time. But here the shach brings this psak. The shach is in Chayshim Mishpat, Siman Pei Aleph of Katan Samach. The shach says that Tosa says this, and the Rosh says it, and the Ran says it. He says, Nira Lanias Daiti, Ein Lochish Ledevrayim, and Ein Makar Ledevrayim. He says, even the Makar is a mistake. That's what he writes. What does he mean, Ein Makar? L'chay Rabbeinu Chananel is an excellent Makar. Rabbeinu Chananel says that in our Gemara, the only reason that he was believed was because, not because he had a Migul, but because he had the Haidah of the other side. So the Shah says that they made a mistake in understanding Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that independently, Rabbeinu Chananel's Shita, according to the Shah, Rabbeinu Chananel holds that any time someone makes a kinyan to be mechayiv himself, he's not neman later to say parati. If there's a chayv which already exists, and now he makes a kinyan to give it over to someone else, it has the same kayach as a shtar. And you can't just say parati. When you pay, you should get a receipt. If you made a kinyan to say the kinyan in front of Eidim, if you made a kinyan in front of Eidim to give somebody money, you're not believed with parati. Memela, Rabbeinu Chananel holds, you're not believed with parati. So therefore, you're not believed with Ta'isi, because you don't have a migo of parati. Taisi, Taisus is saying, Taisi is not believed even with a migo of parati. That's not what Rabbeinu Chananel meant. Rabbeinu Chananel meant Ta'isi is not believed because there is no Migul of Parati. But Lu Yitzor, you would have a Migul. The Shach Shita is that a Migul is believed. A person could say Ta'isi with a Migul. That Shita is a Shach. He writes afterwards that the Rajba says Beferish Pshat and Rabbeinu Chananel that way. It's only because there was this Kinyan, which means you're not believe a Parati. And the Shach is tasking like the Rajba against Taisus, the Rosh, and the Ran. And he holds that Ta'isi with Amigo is believed. So that he hasn't explained. The Shach, that's Darkai Beflal in Cheshire Mishpat, he'll say something, you'll see a very long Shach sometimes. It's all Rayus that what he said is true. It doesn't always go into the Svara. So the question is, what's the Svara now? It's an eagle of Malkin Eidin. So he does, by thinking he ate him yesterday, it's an eagle of Malkin Eidin. So Rabbi Chanan is Masber. Rabbi Chanan says that this Machlaikis is totally in why Kivin Shehigit Shabbeinu Chayzel Magid. Why is it that if you say something in Bez, then you can't change your mind the next day? Go in two ways. How do you understand? If I say something in Bez, why can't I change my mind the next day? Why? The way I would usually explain it, Bezdin can't work that way. Bezdin's never going to get Eidim. It's just a rule that the first Haggadah has to stick. Because how's Bezdin ever going to function if every time someone says something to Bezdin, they could change their mind the next day and then say, I changed my mind? Now, if that's true, then Taisus is right. If it's a rule that the first Haggadah has to be kaviv, a tiny, can't be broken, then Taisus is right. A migul shouldn't work either. So it's a migul mokem eidin. The first day is like das mokem eidin. It shouldn't work. But you could also learn that the reason a second haggadah is not believed is because it's very shvach. It's very suspicious. Yesterday you said one thing, and today you say something else. The second haggadah doesn't have an emunis because if somebody comes to court, someone goes to Bezdin. Before he goes, he prepares. It's not like talking to someone in the street. He prepares what he says, and he's careful. Therefore, you could learn, the Shach apparently learned, that Kimin Shigu Shavena Chayzul Magid doesn't work because the second Haggadah is not believable. You don't believe someone to retract a Haggadah in bed. If that's true, if the reason is because the second Haggadah is Shach, such a Machanan, then the Migu should help. If the whole problem is the second Haggadah is Shach Haggadah, then the Migu should help for the second Haggadah. He says that's the Svara of the Shach. Svara of Taisus seems to me a little stronger than the Svara of the Shach. Normally I would understand Kivin Shehigit that way. But Kapanim comes out of Machlaikis. Could someone say Ta'isi but with a Migu? The Shach and Rajba hold that you could say Ta'isi with a Migu. The Taisus, the Rosh and Iran hold, the Raidin hold that you can't say Ta'isi even with a Migu. Okay, please keep up with me. I want to buy Tu Bishvat to finish the Perek. I will make it for Tu Bishvat, but we want to get close to this.